The next coach on the teleconference is Nebraska's Mike Riley. The Cornhuskers are 0-1 overall and host South Alabama at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Okay. First of all, we're coming out of a little bit of a shell shock, I think, with the way the last game went, but I've been very impressed with the players' response to that. I think we played in a very good football game and unfortunately lost, but we as a new staff learned a lot about our team, which is very positive for us, and we are now in a position of hopefully being able to help the growth of our team week to week. We're going to play a South Alabama team that has built a good sound program. Looks to me like overall they're a team with good athletic ability and team speed. Played in their first bowl game a year ago, and it appears to be doing a very fine job with their football team. It looks like a well-coached team with a lot of athleticism and speed.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions.
At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Mike Herndon with AL.com.
Morning, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, unless I'm mistaken, you and Coach Jones from South Alabama are the only two head coaches still working who played for Bear Bryant. What do
That's
you know
interesting.
About
interesting. Yeah.
Unless I missed somebody. What do you know about Coach Jones? Do you all know each other? And what were some lessons that you took from Coach Bryant in your own coaching career?
Well, I don't know Joey personally. I've known about him, obviously. He's younger than me. He played in a little different era. But I certainly know of him, know of the work he did coaching in Birmingham, and have been – interested in kind of following their program because of they got the kind of a new startup and so I watched an Alabama guy that I knew of build that program down there and had a player from Oregon State transfer and play quarterback for him for a bit, Brennan Sims, so who really liked it and enjoyed his time with Coach Jones. And that's about it. And then for me with Coach Bryant, I think that it was obviously a privilege to play at Alabama and play for Coach Bryant. I think that the biggest thing that I got from him was all about team. It really felt like a bunch of guys that were loyal to each other, loyal to their team, to their school, and I think he just instilled a ton of pride in our football team. I wasn't even a spot player. I mean, I hardly played, but I always felt part of the team, and that's probably my biggest lesson. I would like every guy on our team to feel like they're part of the team and a valuable member of the team.
Are there any old stories from Coach Bryant that you still share to players?
Oh, I do from time to time. I can't think of any that would be interesting or right for right now. But I think that the main thing is what I just told you about that. I don't necessarily tell that to our team, but it's always part of how I would like a team to be and feel about each other, and I take that all from Alabama. There's obviously great stories about him, and I entered when he really, he was always, I think, thinking forward. When we went to the Wishbone in 1971, it was such a dramatic change from what Alabama had been doing, and yet it meant everything to kind of a resurgence of an unbelievable string of years winning conference championships and playing for national championships.
Thanks, Coach.
And our next question comes from the line of Jonathan Schoff with Spartan Nation.
Coach, how would you assess the play of your quarterback, Tommy Armstrong, last week, specifically in getting you into what you wanted to accomplish pre-snap or maybe adjusting at the line of scrimmage there in your new offense?
I think he did a nice job. I really liked how he competed, how he listened, and Tommy's good when the lights come on. He's played his best, I think, in our scrimmages, and I thought he made a ton of good plays in the game. He likes playing football. I think he saw things pretty well. I think he will continue to grow in what we're doing like anybody would, because he's very engaged and spends time with football. And I thought he played I thought he played really well, and I thought he handled everything about what we want to accomplish very well, too. It was easy to talk to him, and I loved how he just kept competing.
And, Coach, have you ever experienced anything like what happened at the end of the game Saturday, and what do you think are some keys to bouncing back from a surprising ending like that?
Well, you know, I don't ever remember in 41 years of getting beat on the last play of the game on a Hail Mary play, so that might have been a first for me, either as an assistant or a head coach. I think that it is, you know, obviously very disappointing loss. It's one of those kind of things that puts you in shock for a bit, but I've been very impressed with the team's response, like I said earlier. And I think that we did enough good things that they know it and are anxious to build on it. So they came back to practice yesterday, I think, doing a nice job.
We've got time for one last question for Coach.
And our final question comes from the line of John Nawatha with Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Coach, we saw Tommy Armstrong in a walking boot at practice. I just wanted to ask you, how is he feeling and what's his outlook, I guess, for the rest of the week?
Thanks. Evidently a lot better. I think he's going to practice today. That was obviously necessary, but it was that boot was mostly just for the temporary situation to keep it immobilized a bit. We just met about that, and the trainer said he's doing much better today and expects him to practice.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thanks. Bye-bye.